Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, I'm going deep prank cover. Deep prank cover right here. Let me see here.
What you got?
Yeah. I'm down in the prank archives here. I'm down way down deep in there.
Deep.
Well, so this right here is I left my medicine in your house. Now listen, don't thing is that my medicine fell out of my pocket and now that's what's important. I ain't got no more refills. I got to get this medicine back. So yeah, I left my medicine in your house. I just hope you see it in your heart to give me my medicine back. That's
wow.
All.
Oh, okay. That's you're going to jail, but go ahead.
Cat dog, if you don't mind, let's do this thing, man. I left my medicine in your house.
Hello?
Hello, I speak to Clarence.
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
Hey, Clarence, my name is Sherman, dog. Your house is the one that got broke into last week, right?
Yeah, man. Just waiting on the police to get back with me. Tell me if they found these people or not, man. So, now, hold on. Yeah. What's your name again now?
Sherman.
How you hear about it?
Oh, no, you know, I stay a couple streets over. Everybody in the neighborhood kind of heard that y'all had got broke in on.
Yeah, man, everybody been kind of real good around here, man. It just don't make no sense, man. You go out here and work hard for stuff, and then, you know, people just do you like this, man. I'm just glad wasn't nobody hurt, man. My wife and my son, they alive, and that's the best thing, man. So, you try not to cuss, but some like this happened, you know.
I understand, man.
You stay a couple streets over, you say?
Yeah. Hey, let me say this to you, man. I want to say, first of all, I hate what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I do, man. I'm glad your family and stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Well, hey, man, can I just say this here, man? And I don't really know how to say it, but I was with the two dudes that had broke in there. I was with them when they did that.
Okay, did you just say you was with them that broke in my house? So you broke in my house?
Clarence, that's what I'm calling you, trying to tell you. I was trying to talk them out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what the happened? Because they did this.
I couldn't talk them out of it. But, you know, I wasn't in there taking nothing, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, who was in there taking it then?
Man, I can't do that. See, I ain't trying to get in the middle of that.
No. You can do that. You just called my damn phone. Oh, you can tell me who broke in here. You was one of the. Who else wasn't with you?
That ain't even the reason why I called, man.
I don't give a damn what the reason you called me. You called me. Broken my. Who was with you? Who was with you?
Man, I'm.
Matter of fact, what street you stay on?
Let me say this to you, man. This is the reason why I called. See, when we was in there, and then they started screaming and hollering at each other, then saying we got to hurry up and get out. You know, like I say, I was in there trying to talk them out of that.
I don't give a if you tried to talk them into it. You broke into my broke my heart. You and got the audacity to call me.
Okay, but listen, man. Listen to me, man.
I'm listening to you for.
While I was in there, man, and you know we was getting out of there in a hurry. I actually left. My pills fell out of my pocket. My bottle of pills, man. My medicine. And I don't got no more refills on it, man. And I need my medicine. That's why I'm calling you to see if you don't mind me coming back over there to get my pills.
I don't give a about your medicine. Who gives a about? I tell you what. I tell you. Motherfucker asked me about some medicine.
Dog, I was just caught up in a bad situation, man.
I swear to God, if I see you over here, I swear to God, I'm going to beat your ass. You better be glad my son went to my house.
Man, listen, man, I'm not trying to get in, have no problems with nobody. I just need my medicine, man.
Your medicine, you got problems with me.
I don't have no more refills on that medicine. I need my medicine. I'll get sick.
I tell you what, come get your medicine. You know exactly where I stay at. I'm going to have the front door open. You ain't got to break in this time. Come get your medicine. I swear to God, going to need more than just that medicine. I'm going to put some on your ass.
Man, why are you stepping it out on me, man? And I'm the one that was in there trying to talk him out of it.
You was with them. That's the point. Bring them too. Tell them to help you come get your medicine.
So all I want to do is get my medicine and be through with this. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I ain't trying to start no trouble with you.
Start no trouble. You go get to my house. You know what? I tell you what. I tell you what. Come get the medicine. Come get the medicine right now. I'm at home. What street you stay on? I'll bring it to you.
Hey, man, I'm not finna go back and forth arguing with you, man. I'm finna come over there and get my medicine, and, man, you're gonna be through with each other.
You ain't got to go back and forth, I tell you what, come on over here, get your medicine right now. This evening, you're gonna need some more medicine. They gonna come break in my house. You broke into my I take care of my wife and my kids in this house.
I understand that. And I will not be back in your house after I get my medicine.
Who the f*** is you hollering at? Dog, I tell you what. No. You ain't going to be back in my house after you get this medicine. You're going to have a permanent new residence. I swear to God, you're going to be living in the cemetery.
Listen, I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get over there. Is you listening to me?
Say that on your way over here.
I'm going to say it. I'm on my way now. I got one more thing I need to say. Is you listening?
Well, say it then.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Bree. Hello?
Who the f*** is this?
Hey, man. Hey, class, this Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Bree got me to prank you, man.
Boy, you my you play too much. I don't believe this.
Told me, she said, man, they broke in my brother's house. He needs a spirit lifting. She said, come on, call him and get it.
You know what? You damn near had you a well-whooped ass. Oh, man, boy, y'all wrong for this here.
Oh, man. Hey, man, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Listen, bro, hey, and if the that broke in my house is listening, you can come back over here. If you left your medicine, come on, come back and get it. I'm at home right now.
If they listening, they can come on back over there now?
Yeah, right now. Bring your ass. Boy, y'all wrong for that. Ooh, Nephew Tommy.
You can't beat the stupid I delivered to you. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, man.
But you're going to get a beat down if you keep on. That's what's going to happen.
Right. It's all right. It's all right. That's been going to happen for 20 years. Somebody going to jump on time. We going to see. Saturday, December 28th, the Nephew is coming to town. That is Washington, D.C. It's New Year's Comedy Jam. But my uncle say it's 3 days before New Year's. That's December 28th. All right, you got Tony Roberts. You got Lance Woods. Bruce in the building. Red Grant, Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy, at DAW Constitution Hall. Tickets are available right now on all Ticketmaster outlets. I will see you in D.C. Laying in the cut. Uh-oh, what did I tell y'all? Milwaukee, the Nephew is coming. MLK weekend to the Improv. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. Ignorance is on the way. I ain't never done comedy in Milwaukee, but I bet I'm about to do it now. MLK weekend, we're going to set this thing on fire.
Bundle up.
On fire.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.